Okay, so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah here on Daf Tes quoted the Machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. What's the source for the idea of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov? The Gemara assumed that everyone agrees to the idea of Tosefes Yom Tov. It's just a question, what exactly is the mucker for the institution of Tosefes? So Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that the source is Shemitah, Becharish Vekatzir Tishbos, that the Torah is teaching us that you're supposed to add on to the Shemitah year, and there's a prohibition of plowing before the Shemitah year starts, and there's a prohibition of reaping of Ketzira after the Shemitah year ends. So you add on to the prohibition of Malacha on Shemitah, that's the idea of Tosefes, and we extrapolate from that and apply it to all Shabbos and Yom Tovim, that there's a mitzvah to add on to the Yom and refrain from Malacha of Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel assumes that we learn from the Pesukim by Yom HaKippurim, that the Torah describes that we fast on the 9th and the 10th. How do we fast on the 9th and the 10th? So Rabbi Shmuel says, what the Torah is telling us is that you're supposed to add on to the day of Yom Kippur by fasting a little bit on the 9th, and then also Mi'erev Ad Erev, also a little bit past the 10th into the 11th. That is the mitzvah of Tosefes by Yom Kippur, and we have drashos which extend the idea of Tosefes beyond Yom Kippur to Shabbosos and Yom Tovim. So we have a machlokis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. What's the mucker? Rabbi Kiva says the mucker is Shemitah, and Rabbi Shmuel says that the mucker is Yom Kippur, and we apply that to all Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim. Now, Rabbi Kviger in the Gilin HaShas asked a kasha in the Gemara. He was bothered. According to Rabbi Kiva, I don't really understand. Bishlama, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we learn from Yom Kippur that there's a prohibition of doing all malacha, and there's a prohibition of eating during the period of Tosefes, and we can apply at least the prohibition of malacha to Yomim Tovim and Shabbos. Fine. But according to Rabbi Kiva, who assumes that the prohibition, the source for Tosefes is Shemitah, two questions he asks. Number one, if the source is going to be Shemitah, so then all we see from Shemitah is that there is a prohibition of Malacha, that you're not allowed to do Malacha during the period of Tosefes. The problem is Yom Kippur, we know that Tosefes does not only include a prohibition of Malacha, but it also includes the mitzvah of inoy, of fasting. That's clear from the Gemara. So how can we extrapolate from Shemitah to Yom Kippur, the mitzvah of inoy? Number one. Number two, Rabbi Kiviger asks, if the source is Shemitah, all you see is that there's a prohibition of plowing and reaping during the period of Tosefes. Those two malachos. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have Lamates Malachos. Certainly Shabbos, Yom Tov, we have the Malachos that are not Ochel Nefesh, Malachas Avoda. How do we know that during the period of Tosefes, you're not allowed to do those Malachos? If the source is Shemitah, maybe you're only supposed to refrain from plowing and reaping. If that's the mucker for Tosefes, so maybe the idea of Tosefes should be very, very limited. That's Rabbi Kviger's Kasha, and he leaves it B'tzarachian. But what do you see from the question of Rabbi Kviger? You always have to try to understand the hanacha, the assumption of Rabbi Kviger's question. He's assuming something fundamental. He was clearly assuming that the nature of the idea of Tosefes is not, which will develop, but not the idea that you take the Zman and you extend it earlier. You take the Kiddushas Hayom and you extend it earlier. Rather, Rabbi Kviger clearly was assuming that the idea of Tosefes is that you accept upon yourself a type of a nether, not exactly a nether, but some type of idea that you prohibit yourself from malacha. The Torah is telling us that when you have a day which has an Isser malacha, you should refrain from malacha before the day actually starts. And that's why Rabbi Kviger asks, I don't understand. If the source is Shemitah, so then all I know is that you're supposed to refrain from plowing and reaping. But how do I know that you're supposed to refrain from lamates malachos? And if the source is Shemitah, all I know is malacha, but I don't know anything about eating for Yom Kippur. So clearly Rabbi Kviger was assuming in his question that the idea of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov is that you're supposed to accept upon yourself before the day actually starts in Isser Malacha. Simple. That was Rabbi Kviger's assumption. However, we saw that there is clearly a machlokas we showed him about that. Because we have the Gemara in the first parak, the first daf in the Arvei Pesachim, where the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha, Ad Shetechshach, that you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach until nightfall. And the Gemara has a whole discussion back and forth, what exactly is the reason? Is it because of, we want you to eat matzah b'teyavon, some other consideration. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara. And the Gemara mentions that the same prohibition applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to eat an Erev Shabbos and an Erev Yom Tov. We're talking about eating a Suda, a big Suda. So Tosus points out that the Mishnah only says the idea that you have to wait until nightfall when it comes to Pesach, but it makes no mention of Techshach, nightfall, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Even though both have this idea that you're not allowed to eat before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, before Pesach, the idea of waiting until nightfall is only mentioned by Pesach. It's not mentioned by Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Tosfos is bothered. Why is that? Aren't they the same exact thing? The prohibition of eating on Pesach and eating on Shabbos. The idea is that you're supposed to wait until the Su'udah of that night. You're supposed to wait until the Seder, eating Matzah, eating Mar, eating Pesach. And Shabbos, you're supposed to eat those through Shabbos, through this Yom Tov. So why shouldn't it say Achitechshach by both? Or say not say Achitechshach by either of them? So there are two opinions in Tosfos, as we saw. The first opinion is the Rimi Korvil. And the Rimi Korvil says that really there's a difference between Pesach and Shabbos. And whereas by Shabbos and Yom Tov, theoretically a person can accept upon himself Shabbos and Yom Tov early and start his Suda early before it's actually nightfall. So therefore the Isser of eating is not actually until nightfall, it's until you have your Suda Shabbos, which could theoretically be in the middle of the day, or at least after Plaga Mincha. By Pesach, there's a special Gzeiras HaKasav that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten at night from the Tosefta, and all of the mitzvos of the night of Pesach are connected to Pesach, Matzah, Maror. So therefore, all of those things have to be held off until the nightfall, Mamish. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can accept upon yourself Shabbos and Yom Tov early and have the Suud early and fulfill the mitzvah. That's why the Mishnah only says Achetechshach by Pesach. It does not say Achetechshach by Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the opinion of the Rimi Korvil. And Rabbeinu Yehuda disagrees. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, no, when it comes to both Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Pesach, all three of them, you have to wait until nightfall mamish in order to have the Suda. You cannot have the Suda during the period of Tosefes. The Mishnah only says that Shetechshach by Erev Pesach, not by Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you would have a funny Havamina that maybe if I'm shechting the Korban Pesach on Yodalet on the day, on Erev Pesach, maybe I can eat it then like other Korbanos you eat on the day that you shecht it. So, says the Mishnah, no. Wait till nightfall to eat the Korban Pesach. But the same holds true when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can't have the Su'udah when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what emerges is a major machlokas between the Rimi Korvil and Rabbeinu Yehuda. There's two opinions in Tosfos. Whether a person can have his Su'udah Shabbos, Su'udah Yom Tov, during the period of Tosefes. The Rimi Korvil assumes that you can. It's just that there's a special din by Pesach. They have to wait until nightfall. And just as an aside, just so you guys know, Tosa Rush in Maseches Brachos actually assumes differently than the Rimi Korvil and assumes that even by Pesach, you can do it during the period of Tosefes. The Tosfos Rush on the Gemara and Brachos on the Rav Tzolei Shabbos Be'er Shabbos on Daf Chav Zayin says that he thinks that you can actually eat the Korban Pesach when it's still day during the period of Tosefes. What he rejects the
people who make early Shabbos.
Oh, very good. With the early Shabbos, what's the problem? What does this do with the Gemara?
How does Rabbeinu Yehuda deal with it?
You can accept upon yourself an Isser Malacha. No, Rabbeinu Yehuda is not denying the idea of Tosefes Shabbos.
Okay.
We're talking about the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos.
Okay,
so we'll come back to that. Yeah, so we'll come back to that. The Rav Tzolei Shabbos, Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
The Gemara Brachos.
Yeah, exactly. The Korban Pesach can be eaten by day. How does it deal with the Pasuk that says about Laila?
The Tosa Rush and Brachos.
Yeah.
Oh, that source.
Yeah.
He thinks that we don't pass on like the Tosefta. It's a Tosefta. The Tosefta has this Chiddush, this gives it, it's not mentioned in Talmud Bavli that it has to be eaten at night. Bedafka at night as opposed to bringing the Tosefes. Tosa Rush doesn't quote that Tosefta. So he thinks that a person theoretically could even eat the Korban Pesach during the period of Tosefes. That's a more extreme opinion. But the Rimi Korvil assumes that, fine, Pesach, you have to wait till nightfall, but when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can eat the Suda during the period of Tosefes, as opposed to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, who assumes that both Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Pesach, you have to wait until nightfall mamash. So what does this machlokas depend on? So l'chora, the machlokas depends on the following chakira. How do we understand the idea of Tosefes, Yom Tov, Tosefes Shabbos? So we mentioned before, Rabbi Kveger clearly assumed that the idea of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov is just simply that a person has to accept upon himself the prohibition of malacha before the day actually starts. It's like a type of neder. Not exactly a neder, even though the Levush, I'm pretty sure, the Levush holds that it is a neder, so much so that a person can be matir the neder. Let's say a person accepts upon himself Shabbos early and they regret it. So they can convene a Beis Din and say, I accept upon myself, obviously I made a mistake, or whatever reason, and they can be matir the neder. We don't pass them the way. What was that?
Within the same week,
on let's say it is coming tomorrow, a person accepts upon himself Shabbos, he thinks he's going to make early Shabbos, he says, I'm going to accept the Mayim Shabbos right now, and he regrets it, he realizes that he forgot to cook, so Lavush holds, I'm pretty sure that you can be mad from the nether, we don't pass in that way. But you see the point, that it's a type of, you're just accepting upon yourself a prohibition of Malacha, that seems to be the way Rabbi Kviger... According to Lavush.
Yeah.
Yes, very strange. It's a mitzvah to do it. That would be the pasuk. The pasuk is teaching that it's a mitzvah to do that. Of course, you can accept upon yourself a nether to do anything, potentially. There's a machlokas rishonim in the Seches Nedarim, whether a person can accept upon himself a nether to refrain from an arbitrary act. I accept upon myself that I'm not going to throw a rock. Is there such a nether to do that? Or a shvua? But either way... so that's Rabbi Kviger clearly understood that the idea of Tosefes is that you're accepted upon yourself that you're not going to do Malacha, and perhaps that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda thinks that you can't do the mitzvos during the period of Tosefes because he thinks that the idea of Tosefes is just that you're accepting upon yourself a prohibition of Malacha. However, the Rimi Korvil, who assumes that one can do the mitzvos during the period of Tosefes, at least Shabbos and Yom Tov, not Pesach, because that needs nightfall mamish, clearly assumes that the idea of Tosefes is that you can extend the Kedusha of the Yom in advance of the actual day. You can accept upon yourself the Kedusha of Shabbos before Shabbos. You can accept upon yourself the Kedusha of Yom Tov before Yom Tov. And since that period now has Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yom Tov, you are able to fulfill the mitzvos during that period. Now, it doesn't make it mamish nightfall, because if it made it mamish nightfall, then you should be able to eat the Korban Pesach and eat matzah and maror during that period as well. So clearly the Rimi Korvil thinks it's this middle thing. You're not actually changing the day, but you're extending the Kedusha. You're extending the Kedusha in advance, which now allows you to do the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, Suda Yom Tov. Those are clearly, that's probably the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Rimi Korvil and Rabbeinu Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman points out that there's a Tosfos Maseches Ksubos which also seems to be taking a stand on this Shaila. The Gemara Maseches Ksubos is trying to figure out what's the source that a father is entitled to his minor daughter's Maisi Adayim, her paychecks. So the Gemara has a whole back and forth. What exactly is the source? Ktana, Nara, this, that. So the Gemara says maybe from the fact that a father is allowed to marry off his daughter, from the fact that a father is able to marry off his daughter to someone, even though, in order to make the chasna, partake of the chuppah, she's going to have to take off from work, she's going to lose her paycheck, yet the father has the prerogative to force her to take off in order to make a chasna, clearly the father is the bailim on her paycheck. So isn't that the source that the father is entitled to the paycheck? From the fact that the Torah allows the father to marry off the girl, it must be that he's entitled to her paycheck. So the Gemara says, no, not so fast. Maybe he's only able to marry her off at a time where she's not working anyway. When is that? Either at night. Or, says the Gemara, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. She's not working on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Maybe he can only marry her off on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what the Gemara says. So therefore, the Gemara has to find a different source that the father is entitled to the Maisi Adayim of the girl. But what did the Gemara just say? The Gemara just said that a father can marry off his daughter on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. How could it be? Tosfos says, the Gemara Moed Katan says that there's a prohibition of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, that you're not allowed to make a chasana, you're not allowed to have Nisuin on Yom Tov, on the Moed, because of the prohibition of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Tosfos here thinks that's an Isser D'Oraisa, that you're not allowed to blend two different smachos into one occasion, into one zman. You have the simcha of the chasana and the simcha of Yom Tov. You can't have those coincide. They have to be separate. Each deserves its own focus. You can't have the two blend. You can't have the simcha of the chasana and the simcha of Yom Tov at the same time. So Frek Tosis, I don't understand. How can the Gemara then say that a father can marry off his daughter on Yom Tov? Shabbos is not such a problem. But Yom Tov is a major problem. Yom Tov would be an Isser D'Oraisa because Yom Tov, there's simchas Yom Tov. How can the father then have the simcha of the chasana on the simcha of the Yom Tov? That is Tosfos Kasha here, Ksubos Daf Mem Zayin. And Tosfos gives two terusim. We're just going to focus on the first teretz. And Tosfos says that maybe when the Gemara says that he's marrying her off on Yom Tov, it doesn't mean on Yom Tov mamish. What does it mean? Tosefes Yom Tov. It means Tosefes Yom Tov, that's when the father is marrying her off. So what? Isn't Tosefes Yom Tov still Yom Tov? So no! the Simcha of Yom Tov doesn't really start. There's an Isra Malacha during the period of Tosefes Yom Tov, but Simchas Yom Tov, it sounds like from Tosis, doesn't start until some other time, till nightfall, till the next day. Unclear from Tosis, but there's no Simchas Yom Tov during the period of Tosefes. So therefore, says Tosefes, there's no problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha Simcha. So very simple. Be Mekabel Yom Tov on behalf of your entire family, and now the girl can't work anyway, and then the father can marry her off because there's no simcha, she's not going to work anyway, so marry her off during that period of time. So Tosis found a tkufa where there's no problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. What do you see from the Tosis, though? You see that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov does not apply during the period of Tosefes. So says Rabbi Chanan, I don't understand. Isn't this Rabbi Chanan in Kovit Shurim, in Arvei Pesachim? So Rabbi Chanan says, I don't understand. Didn't we just see the Rimi Korvil, the first opinion in Tosefes, assumed that the mitzvos can be fulfilled during the period of Tosefes? You can have the Suda Shabbos. You can have the Suda Yom Tov. Okay, Matzah, Pesach, Moror, that's different because of Laila. But the other mitzvos you can fulfill during the period of Tosefes. So why does Tosis and Ksubis say that there's no Simchas Yom Tov during the period of Tosefes? And Rabbi Chanan leaves it Bitzarachian. So I never really understood. So this kasha gets a lot of playtime. Rabbi Chanan's kasha gets a lot of playtime, and the Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas give different fancy terutzim. They're mechalik between Simchas Yom Tov, maybe doesn't apply, but other mitzvahs can apply during the Tosefes, or it could be that there's no Simchas Yom Tov at night, only Simchas Yom Tov starts during the day, based on the different Gemara Maseches Pesachim. Very fancy terutzim. The pashtus is that we saw it's two opinions in Tosefes. We saw Tosefes Pesachim, there are two opinions whether Tosefes means that you extend the Kedusha and you can fulfill the mitzvahs during the period of Tosefes, or it's just an Isra Malacha. So why can't the Tosefes Maseches Ksubis just be like Rabbeinu Yehuda, that there's just an Isra Malacha, you can't fulfill the mitzvahs during Tosefes, not like the Rimei Korvil? I don't know. But that's the, I would think that's the simple, you know, Balabatish teretz for Rabbi Chanan. But either way, just so you know, there are very fancy terutzim that the Gedolei Achronim give. We're not going to, in the interest of time, we're not going to get into that. But either way, what comes out is a major machlokas halacha lemaisa in terms of whether one can do the mitzvos of the day, let it be Shabbos, let it be Yom Tov, during the period of Tosefes. So tomorrow is Friday, and many of us will be making Erev Shabbos, early Shabbos. Some of us will be making early Shabbos. I'll be making early Shabbos, probably. And the question is, the whole kunst, the whole idea of early Shabbos is you can have this early, you get the kids to bed on time, and then you can go to sleep at 8 o'clock, right? Like, that's the best part of early Shabbos. So, wait a second. It's not going to be dark until 7-something, I don't know, whenever Shki is. So, how can I have my Suda, me, Ba'od Yom, is it so obvious that I can fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos during the period of Tosefes? So you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Magdim in lehispalel arvis yoser miyosachol, when we plaga mincha yochol lahadlik, you're allowed to light candles even from after plaga mincha, lekabel Shabbos v'tzilas arvis, v'lechol miyat. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rimi Kravil, and the opinions of the Rishonim, that one can eat the Suda of Shabbos even before it's actually nightfall, as long as one accepted upon himself Shabbos. In Halakas Neir, see Davin Ma'ariv, you're allowed to have the Suda Shabbos during the period of Tosefes. However, the Magen Avram quotes from the Achronim, from the Shla, the Sefer Chassidim, the Maral, that there's a Chumrah that a person should actually have a Kezias of bread after nightfall. Take a look inside. Kas B'Shla, B'Shem Sefer Chassidim, the Mikol Makom Tzarech Lechol Kezias B'Layla, Kidei L'Kayim Shalosh Seudos B'Shabbos. V'chein Kasav Bach, Simen Tafayim Beis B'Shem the Maral Miprag, but Tosas and Psachim disagrees. So the Magen Avraham says, Mikol Makom Tov L'Hachmir. So the Magen Avraham points out that the Sefer Chassidim, who's also a Rishon, and the Maral and the Bach, they assume that one has to have Shalosh Seudos. The mitzvah of Suda and Shabbos is to have three Seudos and Shabbos on Shabbos itself, not during the period of Tosefes. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, even though Tosus that we saw, the Rimi Korvil, assumed that you can have the Suda on Shabbos mi ba'od yom, but it's a big, big machlokes. So therefore, it's proper to be machmir and save over kezayis. This is the chumrah of Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes us the halacha. So if possible, halacha l'maaseh, if possible, a person should try to remember to, you know, keep a little challah by your plate. Don't take away all the challah right away. Keep a little challah by your plate and make sure that after shkia, after being a shmashos, whatever, at some point when it gets dark, you should have a little kezayis or kebetza. Magen Avraham says a kezayis. In order to fulfill this shita of the Sefer Chasidim, and also we saw Rabbi Yehuda, and potentially the Tosfos Maseches Ksubos. So this machlokas plays out halacha l'maisa, and it plays out halacha l'maisa in other areas, as we'll discuss in a moment. Yeah.
So if it's on the side of the machlokas that's only an Isser Malacha, that side of the machlokas, what do you do with Neros?
Ah, with Neros, what do you mean Neros?
Like, Neros Shabbos or Neros Yom Tov is a mitzvah aseh.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're lighting candles before Shabbos starts anyway. You can't light candles on Shabbos.
So you're saying, so it's like connected to Shabbos, but it's not really...
Right. So you can ask the Gemara, what do you do with the Gemara Brachos? I mean, the Gemara Brachos says, the Raya of the Rimi Krovil was the Gemara Brachos, Rav Tzili Shabbos Berav Shabbos, and he would be Mekadesh. Rav would make Kiddush and Daven Meiriv before Shabbos would start. That was the Rimi Krovil's Raya. So what is the Rabbeinu Yehuda... And what does the Sefer Chasidim and the Shlah, what do they do with the Gemara? Doesn't the Gemara in Brachos say explicitly that you can do the mitzvahs of Shabbos before Shabbos starts? That's a good question.
The end of the Magen Avraham says Tov L'Achmir.
So what does Rabbeinu Yehuda do with
it? No, but Lamaisa, the Rabbeinu Yehuda knew Shas, and he knew something, he had a Shita. So what do you do with that Gemara? The Gemara says that Rav would perform the mitzvahs. What was that?
Is anyone cholik on that Gemara?
It doesn't sound the way. It sounds like that Gemara is agreed upon. Yeah, so it could be. It could be. And this could be the sheet of the Rambam, as I spoke out with some of the Chavra over here, that the Rambam seems to... it's a whole discussion, the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam never really mentions the idea of Tosefes Shabbos. He mentions Tosefes Yom Kippur, Tosefes Yom Tov. He never mentions Tosefes Shabbos. So they ask, okay, maybe the Rambam thinks it's the Rabbanan, but the Rambam never quotes it, number one. Number two is, what do you do with the Gemara in Brachos, which says that Rav would daven and say Kiddush before Shabbos would start, before Mibod Yom? Isn't an explicit Gemara that Rav held of Tosefes Shabbos, the Rambam is just neglecting that Gemara? So they point out that it could be that the idea, the mitzvah of Kiddush, does not necessarily need to be done on Shabbos itself. The mitzvah of Kiddush could be recited before Shabbos actually starts. Because the Gemara Maseches Pesachim says the mitzvah of Zachar Siyam HaShabbos HaKadosho is Zachreyo B'chnisaso B'yitziyaso. You're supposed to mention, declare the Kedusha of Shabbos before when Shabbos comes in and after Shabbos leaves. So the conventional understanding is that when Shabbos comes in and it's already Shabbos, so you're Mekadesh the Shabbos. And when Shabbos leaves, after Shabbos, you make Havdalah. But it could be that just like Havdalah we recite potentially after Shabbos is already over, so too Kiddush, maybe the mitzvah of Kiddush can also be recited before Shabbos actually starts. And you're supposed to bookend Shabbos with Kiddush and Havdalah, but not that Kiddush necessarily has to be recited in a time that is already has Kiddush Shabbos. So it could be that's what the way they learn the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, that one can fulfill Kiddush and David Meir of earlier, because that's not really similar to Suda. The Gemara never says that Rav would have a Suda before Shabbos. It says they would recite Kiddush. Maybe he would wait till nightfall to eat his Suda. Yeah. The Magen Avraham himself has a different yishuv. We're not going to get into that right now, but the Magen Avraham himself has a different yishuv for the Tarti Tzatzri on Pesach, and it has to do with korbanos in terms of once you're mekabel on yourself Shabbos, you can't do melacha anyway, and if the ma'ariv is like the haktar seim murin, so therefore maybe davening during the period of Tarti Tzatzri is a little different than erev Shabbos. The Magen Avraham himself addresses that issue, not based on this.
But this would help.
Why?
Because if you make early Shabbos and you have to keep to the chumrah of the Magen Avraham, there's a lot more time that needs to
eat. But just daven afterwards. Have the suud and daven afterwards.
But in terms of having to eat again, having the kezayis.
Yeah. But why should that justify davening early?
He's saying later than plag.
Yeah, like a
mitzvah. You daven mincha after plag and daven meir before shkia. That's tarti d'sasri. Yes. Yes. So how does this help?
No. I'm just saying the timing of the davening, which is problematic because you're just in no man's land. The justification is, but you're closer to the ability to fulfill the chumrah because you're.
Oh, it's in order. Okay, to time this chumrah. No, I don't think running into zmanim issues would be you know, to fulfill the chumrah of the Magen Avraham, I don't think that would justify, you know, the issue of Tarti Desasri. But I'm not sure. But I hear what you're saying. Either way, what we've been assuming up until now is that for sure the two possibilities of Tosefes are either just an Isra Malacha or extending the Kedusha, but not that it actually changes the day, right? We don't assume that it actually becomes night. We haven't seen any source which seems to indicate that. However, unfortunately, we ran out of time, but there are some sources which do indicate that through the idea of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov, one can actually change it from daytime to nighttime. One quick halacha, but there's a lot of discussion about this, but one quick halacha, we know that there's an idea of Hefsek Tara. Hefsek Tara is a woman does a Hefsek Tara to make sure that she's clean before she starts counting Shiv Nikiyim before she goes to the mikvah. And the halacha is that the Hefsek Tara has to be done before Shkia. Before Shkia. So let's say it's Erev Shabbos, and she's supposed to do a Hefsek Tara on Friday, and she lives in a community where they accept upon themselves Shabbos early, or she davens Ma'ariv, and she accepts upon herself Shabbos early. I forgot the Hefsek Tara. Is she allowed to do a Hefsek Tara after she accepted upon herself Shabbos before nightfall?
Does her husband accept the Shabbos too?
Let's say everyone accepts the Shabbos. It could be that there's a difference, but let's say everyone accepts the Shabbos. So it's 2 days in the Ramah. 2 days in the Ramah in Hilchos Nida, whether the woman is allowed to do a Hefsek Tara. The Trumas Hadeshen has a discussion about this. And the Shach says it depends on this machlokes of how do you understand Tosefes. But wait a second. Does it really depend on that? I thought the two possibilities of Tosefes, Yom Tov Shabbos, are Isra Malacha or extending the Kedusha, but not changing it from day to nighttime. It sounds like the Shach understood that there's a possibility that through Tosefes, Shabbos, Tosefes, Yom Tov, you can actually make the sunset and make it ki'ilu, it's already nightfall, and prevent the woman from doing her Hefsek Tara. Because what is the fact that there's Kedusha Shabbos, why should that prevent her from doing a Hefsek Tara? The idea is that Hefsek Tara has to be done before sunset. It hasn't been sunset yet. So the Shach seems to understand that it's a possibility that through Tosefes Shabbos, through Tosefes Yom Tov, you can actually make it nightfall. And there's a big discussion when it comes to Shavuos and Tamimos, Taz, Marshal, big discussion. We're going to leave it at this. Maybe a different time we'll finish this discussion, but these are some of the highlights of the sugya of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov, and some halach lemaisa that comes out of it. Okay, shkoyach.